My husband and I agree on a lot of things, but certainly not on the shuffle option. For those of you who are not familiar with it, let's say that one has an old, Elton John album on one's iPod. One can either listen to the album the way the artist and or his producers intended, beginning with the melancholy funeral for a friend and ending with a much lighter harmony, or one can choose shuffle and hear, in random order, whatever songs the iPod, a machine without much capacity other than capacity, decides one should hear. Even saying the word shuffle in the context of an album or a CD creates in me a sensation similar to the one gets from nails on a chalkboard. I think shuffling ruins artistic expression, believing every song has its place in the overall scheme of things. My husband disagrees. Now, it turns out that I'm right, broadly speaking, in a legal sense. Just a few days ago, the Associated Press reported that Britain's High Court had ruled in favor of the band Pink Floyd and against the record company that wanted to sell individual tracks of Pink Floyd songs and not necessarily entire Pink Floyd albums. Granted, it was a contractual dispute, but the AP called the decision a victory for the concept album and ultimately for, quote, artistic integrity. I like that holding and that phrase very much, of course. If artistic integrity trumps the right to sell off an album piecemeal, it, in my book, trumps shuffling. Artistic integrity is part of the law in the United States, too, depending upon what sort of art we're talking about. Put another way, here at least, it's probably a good thing that Pink Floyd had an artistic integrity provision in its contract. A dissenting federal judge in Boston a few years ago wrote that not only was the term artistic integrity difficult to define, he could not find any case recognizing the right to it, even while admitting that the words themselves evoke a positive response and sound as if they ought to come within the protective mantle of the First Amendment. Artistic integrity can mean, the skeptical judge continued, an actor's desire to perform a role as she wishes, the right of an artist to write, paint, or compose free of any outside restraints, or a myriad of other activities involving artistic creation and expression. Or, in a more recent argument, swear words in a television broadcast regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. Visual artists have explicit artistic integrity protection in a federal statute. The law gives the author of a work of visual art the right to prevent any intentional distortion, mutilation, or other modification of that work, which would be prejudicial to his or her honor or reputation. One can absolutely imagine Pink Floyd making the argument that selling parts of an overall musical work as standalone pieces distorts, mutilates, and modifies enough to prejudice musical honor. I'd certainly buy that. The argument, and the album, which I then listened to without shuffling. One final point for those who would dare shuffle through Elton John, Pink Floyd, or Pink, and you know who you are, would one ever in a million years shuffle one's way through the movements of a symphony? I didn't think so. I'm Amy Guida.